We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Mem Zayin Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom, beginning of a line, Tanu Rabbanan, getting back into the sugya. It says by a koimitz, it says by when you do, we know when you make a mincha, what you do is you take a koimitz, which we'll see in a second what it is, but it's basically a fistful of flour out of the mincha, and you burn it. Tanu Rabbanan, it says in the pasuk, the hairy man of big kumtsoi, which teaches us, yasa midah l'koimetz. It has to be with your hand, with your fist. You can't make a midah. You'll take a measurement of your hand and have like a special measuring cup and do koimetz like that. You can't do it. It has to be with your hand. Ibailuhu, that's a fact. That's by koimetz. Shaila is, what about chafina? Ibailuhu, maosh yasa midah l'chafina. What about the chafina? We learned in our Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol takes his two hands and he gets a whole two hands full of k'tiris. So could you make a measure for that or not? What's the shaila? Hosom by kumtsoi who said big kumtsoi. It says a pasuk, has to be with your hand, with your fist. Avhachalik said bichafnov. Then maybe what do you need? El malichafnov. It says only malichafnov. It says bichafnov. So maybe it's a malichafnov. You could do a midah. El malichafnov, malichafnov k'tar yosam daka. Loi. There's no din. It has to be with your hand. You can have a measure.
Oy dilma. Change the measure based on
the kayin. Yeah, kayin of that year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kayin of the size that year. Oy dilma, yalef, malay, malay, mekumtsai. Or you learn how, malay, malay, mekumtsai. It says by the case of malay chafnav, it says malay chafnav. And by kumtsai is another pasik, vikamat misham, malay kumtsai. So you learn how to xerishava, malay, malay. And that will teach us that just like by kayin, it has to be with your hand. With your own fist, it can't be with a midah, with a measuring cup. Here also can't be a measuring cup. That's the shayla. Do you make a gzera shava, learn a chafna from kumtsai? Tashima, the Gemara answers like this. Tashima, it says in our Mishnah, v'kach hoisi medas. It says, agadol fi gadlai, katav fi katlai, v'kach hoisi medas. This is the measurement. My lav. So what's the negay? It says, v'kach hoisi medas. My lav. Shem rotz lasis midah acheres. Oisa. If you want to make a measure, you could do it. If you want to make a measure, you take a word acheres. What else does it mean? Kachos midasa. It must mean saying that if you, this is the midah, if you want to make it turn into a measuring cup. No, Marzalot. No. Hachkama. It's a big machlekes later on. If, a shayla in the Gemara rather, if when you come back inside to the Kodesh Kodashim, you have to do chafina again. Like we said over before, what you do is you pour it from the cup into your hand, you do chafina a second time. So the kach hois midasa teaching us that the kach hois midasa, this is the way you did it in the Kodesh HaKadosh Moshe, with the same chafina. That's what it means. The kach hois v'choyfen alafnim. So afraid the Gemara, Shami, no, you see for me a chafan v'choyfen v'choyfen? Do you see for me that you have to do chafina again and we go inside to shy later on? So the Gemara, no, it wouldn't be a raya, because Dilma, Shem Rosh Lashes Midah, Oysa, because maybe you could have touched our Mishnah, means I can make a Midah. So we're not sure. The Mishnah is kach hois midasa. Basically, there's two ways to learn. Either it means you made a Midah, you can make a measuring cup, or you do this again inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Inami, a third taich in Kach Hois Midasa, Shlo Yechzav Shlo Yoyser. You can't have any less or more than your size hands. That's how the chafina has to be. It's exactly that much, not less or not more. Tanu Rabbanan, learn to the Braisa. So at the end of the day, we didn't come out to the Shaila if there's a Zeri Shav here, Maloy Kumtsoy, Maloy Kumtsoy. We're not sure if you're allowed to make a midah for the chafina or not. It's a shayla. And the Gemara really has three pshatim in the words of the Mishnah of a kachas and midasa. Tanu Rabbanan, Maloy Kumtsoy. It says by a koimetz, you have to have a full fist. Yacham Avuritz, maybe it could be coming out of all the sides. Tamaloy Mar, Bekumtsoy. It has to be in your koimetz. Whatever's in your koimetz is the koimetz. Remember, when you have a mincha, the thing that goes on the mizbeach is the koimetz. Is the koimetz, that's the akhtara. What goes on the mizbeach? Only what's in your fist. Whatever's sticking out is not a koimetz. That's mavurts. Ibe kumtso yachafil rosh espay. So maybe even very little, just what goes into your fingers, not your whole palm of your hand. Maybe that's enough. Also, whatever fits in your fingers is enough for a koimetz. Tamalama loy kumtso, a full koimetz, a full fistful. Like a person makes a koimetz. Okay, it's that. Choyfa shalosh etzbayis pieces yad. You cover three fingers on your palm, the koimetz. And you are koimetz, and that's how you get that much. That's how much is the koimetz. Uve machvas u'machashas. What about the mincha called machas marcheshas? What's unique about those minchas? Those minachos, you bake them before you do kmitza. So basically, it's a hard thing before you do kmitza. So then, it's a little bit harder, because when you do kmitza on that, it's a hard cake already, and you have to make sure whatever's out sticking outside has to be off, and inside has to be full. So moichik begoidle milmaila, you take a full fistful, like extra, and you smooth it out with your thumb on one top, milmaila, on top, with etzvak tana, and your pinky smooth out the bottom, amata. V'zuhi avoyda kosher mikdash. This is a very hard thing to do. We're talking about a hard challah with your hand to try to break it off. It's not so easy. It's not talking about a dry challah a few months old. You just cooked, baked it today. It's a fresh challah. Try doing that with your thumb evenly to knock it off to make it into a kaim. It's a very hard job. So Taisa speaks out on the bottom of Mizayin and Aleph that it's really machlokes and menachas what they did with this before they make kmitza. Some hold they folded it over four times, so then it's very hard to do. But some say they ground it back up into a silas, then it's not so hard. So this man the is a very kosher mikdash. This is the man the they folded it up. Right, the Gemara zuhi v'sulay. This is the hardest avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Va'ika malika. There's an idea. There's something called malika. Malika means that they don't do shechita on a oif. They do it with their thumb, which is very hard. You have to break through the spine of the bird. It was very hard to do. You have to very good at fingernails. And that's very hard. Ika chafina. Chafina was very hard. Like we see later on in the Gemara in a few blat, that to do the chafina, to turn that spoon over into your hand is very hard to do. You have to keep both your hands like this and turn the spoon over. It's very hard to do. So that's also hard. So elazui me avayis kosher mikdash. The kmitzas from the on a machmas machesh, which is baked already, is from the hardest avayis in Mesa Mikdash. So really, there are three hard avayis: the kmitza on menachas that are machmas machesh, the chafina, and the malika. Om Rabbi Yechonon, boy Rabbi Shua ben Uza, bein abinayim shemaloi kumtzei mahu. We said this is what a kaimitz. Remember, a kaimitz is a fistful of the mincha you put on the mizbeach. What about what's between your fingers? We said what's on top has to be rubbed off, on the bottom has to be rubbed off, but your three fingers, between those fingers, is some flour also. What does that have a din? Is it a kaimitz or not? Beit HaMinayim Shemaloi Kumtzei Mahu. Om Rav Papa, the gavoy loisei bo yolach devad kaimitz. Whatever is inside, between your fingers, but towards the inside, towards your palm, that's of course a kaimitz. The baroi, whatever's on the outside, you can see on the outside, loisei bo yolach devad shirayim. That's for sure shirayim. It's not part of the kaimitz. Okay, you have to get that off. Kisabayalov, the baini, in between the fingers. What is that halacha? My. Is that halacha of a kaimitz or that has a halacha of shirayim? Omra v'yechna, hod the pashta of Yeshua ben Uza is paishit, bain abinayim sofik ninu. It's a sofik. So that's pshitas. Frank Taisus, that's not a pshitas. What's a pshitas? Taisus asked the kasha. Taisus says the pshitas was that it is a sofik, you can't be patient with the child. That was what we said. It's a certified suffix. It's a certified suffix.
It's a suffix, so what do I do?
No, what do you do? Yeah, right. But meanwhile, he says a certified suffix. There's no etzah to make a pshitas that's one way or another. It's a certified suffix. Like some of the Quran compare like the Bein HaShemashas. Bein HaShemashas is a certified suffix. You can't figure it out. It's like Bein HaShemashas. That's a certified suffix. So what do you do now with the stuff that's in between your fingers? Amram Chanina, mak the kaimitz uchudei. First, mak the kaimitz tchila, v'had the bein benayim. Then you mak the bein benayim, which the Tosfos Rid speaks out that the Mishnah Menachos says that you let her do a kaimitz after if you, part of the kaimitz, let her do it in two halves. You let her shech the kaimitz in two halves. That's mutter. So even if it was a kaimitz, I'm yaitza. I did it even if it's part of it's a safik. So the first kaimitz I do by itself, then I do bein benayim. Just in case it's a kaimitz, I mak it again. But Frank the Gemara Kasha, if it's shirayim, how am I allowed to be mak it? So he says, "Mak the kaimitz chudei v'had the bein amenayim. The arm is bein amenayim bereisha. If you do bein amenayim bereisha, well, before the Gemara's kasha, it says if you do bein amenayim bereisha, it's a problem. Dima shirayim nenu. Maybe it's shirayim. V'havu shirayim shechosru v'kmitz laktara. The loch is v'amamar the shirayim shechosru v'kmitz laktara. If the leftover gets missing between the kmitz and laktara, you mak the kmitz, right? So in between the shirayim went missing, ain't mak tirmal in the kaimitz. You can't mak the kaimitz anymore. So akaponim." We're saying you first mak to the kaimitz, and then this suffix. It's a suffix shirayim or a kaimitz. If it's a kaimitz, it's good. It sounds like if it's shirayim, it's good also. Right? The Gemara, even if it's shirayim, you cannot be mak to it. Why? There's a pasuk that says, "Kol shememenu leishim harei basaktiru." Anytime you have a carbon, that part of it went on the mizbeach already, the rest of it has an isak tar on it. The shirayim is isak tar. The law is, if you have, let's say, a carbon, you already did the akhtara. The rest of the basa that you're supposed to eat, you're not allowed to bring it on mizbeach. You're not allowed to. It's awesome. So here, what heck, if you had shirayim, how are you allowed to bring it on mizbeach? And for the Gemara, I'm Rav Yudah the Rav Shimon Pazi, the maklo shum eitzim. You put it on mizbeach, l'shem eitzim. You say, I might be makter as a behemoth right now, I'll be makter as firewood. Karab Eliezer. Eliezer has a different case. The time you Eliezer, amen. That's going on the pasuk. It's a term on the This iser to be makder shirayim. He says that you're not allowed to be makder it l'shem reich nechayach, but l'shem etzim you're allowed to do. You're allowed to bring it. So Mor says honicha l'Rabbi Eliezer. So the case of Rabbi Eliezer's case was where you had a vari chatas that was supposed to be eaten. It got mixed up with a vari oila. After already brought the Zerika. So there, very early, you have to bring a Mezbeach. What do you do with the very... What do you do? You can't eat it because it's got mixed up with Oila. You can't bring a Mezbeach because it has Vare Chata. So he says, you bring it up, you have a mind, the Vare Chata is a shame Eitzim. But it's Machlaikas. Honey, Chil Rav Yezer. Or Ravana, Mayikum. What do you do if you're Ravana? You're not allowed to do that. You're not bring some Hashem Eitzim. On Rav Mari, the Kamtzi Shmeini. You make sure, when it comes to Kmitza, that a fat Kohen does it. His fingers are so fat, there's no room in between to fit any flour. And there's no shiloh, there's no suffix, because there's nothing in between his fingers. Hashto das lach, once you say that he's a fatter Kohen, Rabbi Eliezer nam, even Rabbi Eliezer also don't do shumayitzim. Find yourself a fat Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer em, lechatchila lekamti shmeini. You find a Kohen who has thick hands, and he won't have a problem of the bain habinayim. No, not Kohen Gadol yet. This is Kmitza. We're not talking about Chafinia. We're talking about the Kmitza still. But the Chafinia is a completely different halacha. But Kamsi Shmeini, we're talking about that. But it was Kmitza, yeah. Yeah, Kohen Gadol was Kohen Gadol. You can't just pick a Kohen Gadol. Every year, he went on a diet.
There's not going
to
be
a... Don't do Kmitza. There's no Kmitza that has to be done in Kippur. There's no Kmitza that has to be done in Kippur. The Mincha Seilot, I think the whole thing is Makarav HaMizbeach. So there's no Kmitza. There's no Mincha or Kmitza there. It says the next Gemara is a Simon. Bein Benayim, Pashat, Umachat, Zapaza, Vachashat, Achvinas, Chavera, Simon. This is all Simon of different shilohs we'll have. Let's start some of them right now. Boira Papa. Bein Benayim, Shemali Chafram now. Till now we're talking about Kaimitz. Right, so Kaimitz, you have to have a fistful. What about between the fingers? Now, Malay Chafnov is two handfuls. Your hands are more flat, more cupped. So in between your fingers, what's the halacha there? So Freyti Gemara. What's your shayla? Is the question you learn out from Mincha, from Kaimitz, from Mincha? We already had a shayla before we learned out from Mincha. Remember, we had a shayla before. The halacha is it can't be done with a midah, it has to be done with your fist itself. So the Gemara said, it depends on the Gzeres Shava, Maloy Maloy. So we asked that shayla already. So Gemara, Papa Hachi Bayerle. Even if you don't learn out Maloy Maloy, still be a tzad over here that Bein Benayim will be a problem. Why? Papa Hachi Bayerle. That maybe you need maloy chafra vahevi, you have to bring from that you have. It has to have kavana. And anything that's between your fingers, there's no kavana for that. There is no kavana. The bein benayim, it comes by itself between your fingers. You didn't wear a scaven to pick it up, so that's why that's a shayla. If that goes to in the clues in lokach vahevi and vahal leka that you don't have, teiku. Therefore, it could be a shayla, an independent shayla of Malach Chafra. Even if you don't have the Gzeres Shavah Malay Malay, even if you don't have the Kaimitz, here's a new shayla of Bein Benayim. What's the shayla? There's no din Kaimitz here. Become so no. Teretz is because here it didn't go be kavana. Since it's not be kavana, the shayla is if that is called Malay Chafnav or not Malay Chafnav. Teiku. And next year we'll continue from Amara Papa.